Why Higgins?
Okay, Higgins. That's an interesting question. Higgins, it was originally called the Eclipse Trust Framework, or it had various names. But in some of the initial developers were fascinated that in this concept of long tail markets, that if we had the ability to manage identity over the internet, even to the point of being able to manage interactions like reputation and trust and fairly social constructs like that, that it would enable new markets. These long tail markets, the notion there is that there is...
Hey, it's a special report from Novell Open Audio. On February 27th of 2006, Novell, Parity Communications, and IBM made an announcement in New York City about an open source initiative called Project Higgins. It's in the security and identity space, and Novell engineer Dale Olds was involved in it. Dale was one of the original architects of Novell Directory Services, which later became known as Novell eDirectory, and he gave us this interview to give us a little more perspective on what this announcement is about. We go now to Senior Press Announcement Analyst Aaron Quill.
Hi, this is Aaron Quill. Today in the studio, I've got Dale Olds with me, a distinguished engineer here at Novell.
Hi, Aaron.
And Dale's here today to talk to us about the Higgins Project. It's an initiative that we made a press announcement with IBM. Dale, do you want to tell us a little bit about the Higgins Project?
Yeah, Higgins is it's called the Higgins Trust Framework. It's a software framework that is all fully open source. It is sponsored by the Berkman Institute, which is related to Harvard. It has to do with how social interactions and especially getting to the area of identity over the internet works in applications. And what they actually want to do is get to the point of enabling whole new areas of things like reputation, ad hoc groups, social networking. But to do that, there needs to be a common understanding and a common set of software for how identity is handled over the internet. So IBM helped pull Novell into this, and we joined with Paul Trevithick, who is from Parity Communications, in working with the Higgins Project to pull together a framework for how we deal with identity. So that's what Higgins is.
And what type of deliverables will be made with this framework?
Well, it's like I said, it's a software framework. So the initial implementation, the one that's out there right now, is a framework, meaning that it provides APIs. It's currently implemented in Java. It provides APIs for applications to write to, and then provides plugins to other identity systems. So right now, where there's plugins are scheduled for LDAP directories, Microsoft's InfoCard system, various other identity repositories, so that application writers can write to a single interface for their identity needs and yet access numerous identity systems underneath. And more importantly, it enables them to make relationships between identities in multiple identity systems. So you could have a user in eDirectory actually refer to a user in an AD instance, an Active Directory instance. So the actual code is a very thin layer. It's an API. And we intend to provide implementations in other languages as well, particularly in Novell's strength in being able to do C and C++ and even .NET implementations on Linux. It enables us to make the breadth of the API of what it needs to have to be able to pull together all these different identity systems.
So as a developer, it gives me a set of tools or APIs that allows me to deal with all these different systems?
Exactly. It gives you a common interface so that the developer doesn't need to understand all the intricacies of each identity system.
Oh, cool. So then as a developer, I heard you mention Microsoft's InfoCard. So then I don't have to write directly to InfoCard, or I don't have to write directly to like Liberty Alliance, or I don't have to kind of pick that battle, right?
Right. Now, the difficulty there is that it does mean that we have to get the interface and the model of what an identity means and how they interact with each other. The abstraction needs to be, we really need to get that right. And that's one of the key aspects of the Higgins Project, why it is open source and has contributions from a number of vendors. For instance, we have contacted a number of other vendors of identity systems and asked them to provide the plugins, and not only provide the plugins, but also work with us on the abstraction to make sure that it adequately represents and adequately exposes the characteristics of their identity system. So I think that's the only way you could approach a project like this would be open source and make sure that everyone has the opportunity to contribute and participate in the development of it.
And who are some of those other players that are involved? I heard you mention IBM.
IBM, Parity. We've also have a number of discussions going, for instance, with Skip, which is a fairly small company, but specializing in Internet identity issues, and they're working on the standardization of their protocol through IETF. We're also working with a number of the web services standards that are quite active from a number of vendors, and trying to get that make sure that we're in line with those things. Novell, of course, has strong Liberty ties, as does IBM. So the idea is to be inclusive of those different systems and bring them together, or at least make sure that the framework can support a variety of those systems.
Sure. And since this is an open source project, where is it housed if I want to go and take a look at it?
Right now it's housed as an Eclipse project. A lot of people associate Eclipse with just an IDE, and that's a good thing for Higgins in the sense of that we do want initially mostly developers involved in this, but it's actually an Eclipse technology component project, so it's not part of the IDE. There's an awful lot more to Eclipse than just the developer tools. So it's out in the URL for the source code is eclipse.org/Higgins. It's one of the technology components out there that it has the mailing list, the CVS repository, the rest of the mechanisms for open source development are out there.
Why Higgins?
Okay, Higgins. that's an interesting question. Higgins, it was originally called the Eclipse Trust Framework, or it had various names. But some of the initial developers were fascinated that in this concept of long tail markets, that if we had the ability to manage identity over the internet, even to the point of being able to manage interactions like reputation and trust and fairly social constructs like that, that it would enable new markets. These long tail markets, the notion there is that there is small enough niche markets and products that are still appealing to a certain number of people, but they generally don't get mass marketed. So the thing is that those groups of people who are interested in these products can find each other over the internet, and that kind of declining number of people in those markets is called the long tail. It's a long tail market. Higgins is a Tasmanian mouse or a rat that has a very, very long tail. So that was a long way around to get to the point that Higgins is a long tail mouse, and that's how they came up with the name of the project.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've read quite a bit on the whole idea of long tail marketing. That's the whole philosophy that like Netflix goes after, and a lot of the real, real small like e-music type music sources going after the small non-mass market appeal.
Well, things like I read a very interesting article related to that about selling books on Amazon, that the one that the publishers really, really pushed for mass market appeal was fairly quickly overshadowed due to the reputation of the books of people commenting on it on Amazon saying, this one's better. And they pointed to one that had been out of print for years, but they thought it was on the same subject and that it was a better book than the one that the publishers were currently pushing. And this was an illustration of the long tail markets and these people commenting, and that the reputation that builds up in these even little comments on Amazon can ultimately be a bigger marketing impact than even mass market campaigns.
Sure. And is there any special reason why Novell got involved in this specific project?
So that's a really good question. A number of things. One is that in our expertise dealing with identities and directories and that kind of systems, we had learned a lot, but we see continually, even in the one net concept, that the lines are blurring between the enterprise and the external consumers. So this idea of having an internet identity available and how that would work, we were finding that an awful lot of these same concepts, what is a map between the external world and the internal world, inside the enterprise versus outside the firewall, those lines are drastically blurring. Inside the firewall, in enterprise products, we have a lot of concepts around role and authentication, and we need those same things outside the firewall. Inside the firewall, I want to have a system like that I can be in a manager role, that I have certain rights available to me, but then I want to optionally drop that characteristic when I'm not doing that particular function because I don't want to inadvertently expose something that I shouldn't. Well, that's also very similar to how it is when I interact over the internet. There is sometimes when I'm doing my bank records that I have one characteristic, and then when I'm accessing my children's school records, I want to be in parent mode. We understand a lot about these concepts, and we felt that we could contribute them to Higgins. It also does very much help Novell's potential market because it gives us the ability to plug in our support. Remember, I said that Higgins is a plug-in framework. It gives us the ability to plug in support for our own identity services such as eDirectory and Identity Manager, etc. So it does also help establish a more conducive environment to Novell products.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of frameworks like this because it gives us the ability to write software once and really taking advantage of all these future things. You know, we've got Liberty Alliance now, we've got these info cards that are coming out, and as new technologies come out, they just need to write something that plugs into the other side of Higgins, and we can immediately take advantage of them, and we don't have to rewrite everything from the ground out just because some new type of technology came out.
Exactly.
And it just makes it easier and easier to support new stuff as it comes out.
Right.
Great.
And hopefully the applications don't change and support new identity sources along the way.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for swinging by the studio today, Dale.
Thanks, Aaron.
And thus concludes our special follow-up to the Higgins announcement with Dale Olds. Now, you heard the laughter at the end, and there's a curious question there. Why were they laughing? Well, you might have heard Aaron almost start to call Dale a different name at the end. He actually almost called Dale Stacy for some reason. If you know which Stacy Aaron might have been thinking of, you need to call it into us. Take a guess if you want. Call it into us. Leave us a voicemail message on either our Skype line or our phone number, both on the website, www.novell.com/openaudio. If you leave us a message there and you get the answer right, we'll send you a Novell Open Audio t-shirt. Thanks for joining us. Remember that Novell Open Audio is a production of Novell in conjunction with Novell Users International. We'll see you on our next episode.